Probably not as interesting as...
We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting, although I think I am... I can start this part. We have three items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
Bill and Dean. Thanks, Stacy.
Steve, we have a motion and a second on the consent.
Sorry,
I was distracting him.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
All right, thank you. We'll now move into discussion. To backtrack a little bit, though, on the very first motion, on the regular agenda, it was a second. It was unseconded, followed by a second. So I'm not sure you did that exactly right, Steve. But on discussion matters with the commission, the first is the PHMSA one-call grant. Victor.
Yes, so in previous years, we've done I think it's about $10,000 PHMSA one-call grant. We have used that in the past for billboards around the state. I'd like to ask your permission to use it for other funds. I don't know what your opinion is, but I think generally the billboards don't get seen all that often. There's about five of them pretty close to my house, and I have no idea what's on any of them. So what the thought is we could use those funds to buy things, not just anything, but things that are going to be memorable and used by people in the industry. For example, the cup that Commissioner Crocius has is one of the items that the One Call Board has purchased, and I've seen numerous excavators using those that have received them. So it's an example. We don't have the specific items in mind, but we have some ideas.
And my cup is on loan, just for the record.
The duck. What's the duck?
I don't know.
Be a lucky duck. Be sure to call One Call.
I think it's a gopher, actually.
I'll make one comment on that. You know, to use that example, so the contractors have it, but supposedly they know about it. You know, the goal is to be reaching people who don't know so that they think to call before they dig, not so the contractors have a nice cup.
Right.
I'm always surprised when the things that I personally have to do to advertise in how advertising consultants recommend to use the money. It's often not what I would have thought.
Sure.
But they're professionals at it, and I'm not. And so I'm just, it would seem to me, we have used $10,000 in the past, but is there other money from other sources that go into the advertising that One Call does, right?
Certainly. So the One Call Board and, yeah.
I hope there's some professionalism in choosing how to spend that rather than all of our own ideas that, you know, because what would work for me isn't important.
Sure.
It's what would work for most people and be most effective for kind of that total budget. And so that's just my thought on it.
That's fair. And I don't know for certain, but I don't believe they use any kind of consultant to determine what they spend their funds on. I know Ryan Schmaltz is usually the one who purchases those things, and he's asked me for ideas in the past.
They do extensive TV, radio commercials. They do the sponsorships at the Larks games. They do the big-ticket items that cost a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
So does our money, does this $10,000 grant go into their pot of money?
This is all on our own.
And we decide how it's spent?
With permission from PHMSA.
You have to do a grant application.
But is it part of Ryan's, like I'm assuming Ryan has a year-long or three-year-long or something promotional campaign that he has done the research on, like Randy's suggesting, that suggests here's how much money we have, here's how we should spend it.
He gets feedback from some of the folks he works with, but I don't think he has any consultants telling him, here's how we think you should, other than people in the industry, you know, so...
When he works with the radio and the ad people, they're buying it. He probably works with an agency to do that, doesn't he, and develop the ads and everything?
Yes, the you know, like Sundog Media and some of those types
right.
of places.
So they maybe
they work up a
total
plan.
Yeah. So the plan is, I guess, what I'm interested in. I think what Randy is interested in too. And I guess if our stuff is kind of baked into that plan, it seems like it would have the maximum effect. I'm not, I got to be honest,
sure.
I think billboards are effective. I see the 811 billboards all the time.
Okay.
And I've questioned the effectiveness of the cups that
sure.
just get kind of thrown away. So
that's
I'm
fair.
Not opposed to having more flexibility, though. I just think that whatever we do, it needs to be, there needs to be some rationale behind it. Some science, if you will, or, you know, other than just like, here's what we think might be kind of fun to try.
Well, right. Ryan and company, I believe they're buying additional billboards because I see them up over an extended period of time.
Those are ours. They don't do billboards anymore.
I think they did. They must have done
some. They used to. I think Ryan was saying it's been at least 2, if not 3 years since they've done any billboards.
Well, maybe they just left ours
they
up
do a,
longer
a,
than... intended then.
How do you know how long they're supposed to be up?
Well, it's for the month of April.
There are some utilities that I know do some too, so you might be saying those, like MDU might put money in and do a
right.
an 811 message, so
yeah,
you might be seeing those too because yeah. the utilities also put money into it mm-hmm. at times.
That's true. I think a little bit of flexibility might not, you know, to take a look at it. Maybe it's
we could word it in such a way. I've reviewed a lot of what a lot of other states have done. So every state has that option of using up to $10,000 for yeah. promotional and advertising, and you know, essentially getting the word out. And some of theirs are a little bit more open ended than ours are worded. Ours simply says we're going to use this on billboards
yeah.
for this time period. So we could just add more language in there to say use it on billboards and on other. Things that just kind of, yes.
Yeah.
So,
if you can get the grant without being super specific, yeah, I think that's
well,
great.
The grant itself, I looked at the grant, it's been a while, but I read the, I think it was a question I asked Pat, it was probably last year, last summer for all I know. It's been a while, but just reading what's acceptable in terms of, you know, it's for marketing, so it had a pretty, it's fairly, you know, flexible in terms of what type of marketing activity. What about not doing an all or nothing? Maybe that's what you're proposing, but to carve out $1,000, $1,500 to get, like when we're at the state fair, to have mm-hmm. handouts that could help send the message as well and then put the rest into billboard.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think we could just have the entire 10,000, you know, on the amount we request, we could request the full 10,000. And like I said, just kind of leave it more open-ended, specify that we're going to use it on numerous promotional items.
Then we can decide the distribution at a later point.
Right, right.
Because I think what you guys did in the past is like you put the billboards up using grant money, but then like the cups is something that we paid for out of our budget, right?
Correct.
So like above and beyond.
Correct.
And so that's something we could continue to do again.
And we're completely out now. We have nothing.
Yeah.
So that's why we're kind of looking at mm-hmm. options for...
Did you say Ryan does or doesn't have a concern with modifying this, or is he counting on the...
Well, this doesn't affect him
question.
In any way.
I know, but since he's not doing... They're not doing billboards anymore, do they count on the fact that we do billboards?
No. They made a kind of strategic decision to go away from that. They do more so TV, radio. They even do some internet advertising. They spend a large dollar amount on those type of things.
Yeah, there's a lot in terms of what shows up on social media.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, I suppose we'll hear them on the Twins games.
Twins?
Yeah.
The Twins start tomorrow?
Don't they? I think so.
I have no idea.
I would bet you would.
Go Twins.
So if that's okay, we'll do that. We'll come up with some language to leave it more open-ended, and we can come up with other ideas later on as the once the money actually shows up.
So with April around the corner, are we not doing billboards this year? Is this for this year's grant?
So the way we've done it in the past, the this year's billboards are paid for because we used 2018 grant money.
Sure.
Because in the past, we didn't know when the grant money was going to show up, so we kind of did this delayed approach.
Sure.
So
there's some for this year. Well, we can
do
a little bit more exploring of options for the next.
Correct.
Sounds good.
Because we did not get $10,000 again for 2019. Is that correct?
We haven't applied yet. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're set this year. But Pat,
I thought we got less than $10,000 for 2018. Okay. Okay.
Pat, can you, as an extension of this, can you follow up with Jerry? I had asked her about setting up a time with the governor. Since
I asked her this morning about that.
The proclamation, because we're rapidly approaching.
She's still waiting to hear back from their office. She's sent them the proclamation and asked for a time for pictures. And she's still waiting to find out. Apparently he schedules that once a month, and she wasn't sure when that happens.
Okay. I think
last year we did not get pictures.
I will pester the governor's office.
Good idea.
The billboards are scheduled for April.
Right. But, yeah, and I assume she was pushing through on that, but we just haven't gotten a response back.
Correct.
Okay. All right, the next is the rescheduling of the May 28th budget and director's meeting. Steve?
Actually, Jill's going to take that one.
So for the May 28th meetings, I am actually not in the office. So that's what we wanted to discuss, is if that was something you wanted to reschedule, if you wanted to reschedule one or both, if you just wanted to proceed without me. Because if that's something we'd like to reschedule, we can certainly move it to scheduling. But we just wanted to have the discussion about how you'd like to proceed.
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Crispin?
My strong opinion is let's push it down to rescheduling, and if we can find a better date, we'll reschedule it, and if we can't, we won't.
I agree. So we'll move that as item number 6 on scheduling. And then the third item on discussion matters, internships. Steve.
That was actually Commissioner Fedorchuk's request.
Well, that's right. It was.
So McKenna Stroh is a young woman from Legacy High School. She is very interested in government and politics and learning more. She's interested in an internship. Paid or unpaid was her offer. And so Steve and I talked briefly about it. We pursued this a little bit. We're not advised to do unpaid, but we do have Steve, I think, agrees we have some time and dollars available, some projects that could be done that could provide for an interesting internship for her. We're thinking the month of June, right?
Correct.
And so she would help out with office work, maybe do some back work on archiving, filing, whatever, that sort of stuff she's open to doing, and then we would try to work her in to some of the more interesting things that we do as well, like if we could take her along on a sighting hearing to expose her to that. If there happens to be one in June, that'd be great. If we can bring her, there is one in June now, that wind farm.
Right.
We could have her out to see, out on a mine tour. I haven't been out to the mines in a summer, so I probably will do one of those inspections with the guys in June and have her involved in some of the meeting stuff, meeting prep, just expose her to the various things that we do to give her some of that more technical insight, as well as she's willing to do the mundane. So I guess we're just making sure everybody's okay with that.
I think it's a great idea.
And then we'd have to decide who her supervisor is.
I think it's a great idea, but I don't know her. She sounds like a wonderful person. I appreciate someone offering to want to offer their services to learn. whether they get paid or not. That's certainly admirable. I wish one of our attorneys were in the room. I just find it concerning that as a government agency, can we actually hire someone that we're going to compensate and not have given others a chance to apply for that and selected the most qualified person? I'm not sure that just saying, oh, we like this young lady and so we're going to hire her, that I'm not sure that's something we can do.
I did have a conversation with HRMS, but I will follow up and verify that again, make sure.
If it's not problematic, I am fine. We've had interns that worked for us in the past that accomplished some really valuable things around here, and I'm fully on board with it if it's approved by legal.
I'll follow up on that.
I was under the impression that that's where we landed with the recommendation or the advice to make sure it would be paid.
Right.
That we had gotten through that already, but
I want to double back and make sure on that.
Okay.
On just that piece of it. The fairness piece. And then just to also and be clear with you all, I don't know her personally. I was recommended to her by a friend who is a friend who I trust. This is her son's girlfriend, and she was, you know, trying to mentor her a little, say she's really interested in this area of work, and I wanted to connect her to you to see if there's anything you can do. And then I've met with her and interviewed her, and I think she's pretty solid. So, but I don't personally know her or her family beyond that.
Never know that. Guy back in the 50s worked at the PSC for a while and ended up at FDIC. So,
if I remember correctly, didn't you start as an intern? No.
I do appreciate young people who are interested in government. It's a rare skill.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think that any expression of interest is excellent.
Mr. Chairman? Commissioner Fedorchuk has asked to add an item to the agenda.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to talk briefly and see if there's any updates on the grain licensing work that we've discussed. Any new news from the governor's office or from legislators or anything to discuss or report there?
I don't have any new news except for, you know, just casual conversations, and it was frank with all Senate members who have been supportive of us in the past, but I didn't sense that support waning yesterday, but I was just occupied with that stuff downstairs, with other things downstairs, not this, and so I don't have anything new to report.
Okay. Did you get a hold of Reese?
I have not.
Okay. Okay.
But that will be my priority when
we know wrapped up. How do we get information about what's on the agenda for their work? Like if the committee is getting together to do bill work, do they list those?
Not typically.
Should we be monitoring those? I would assume they're going to have hearings in the morning or not, or are they just working on bills now?
You know, typically at on their floor sessions, at the end of the floor session, committee chairs will announce their next committee work, but they typically don't announce what things they're going to work on.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if we have the resources available to have people sitting down there, but can end up being a lot of time, you sit down there listening to discussions of unrelated legislation.
Can the committee clerk let us know? I know they did that for at least one hearing that I sat in on. They set up a subcommittee, and the chairman had said, there's a subcommittee assigned to work on this particular bill. If you want to be informed when they're working on it, give your name to the clerk, and she'll let you know. I don't know if that was like a one-off or if that's something that can typically happen, but...
We could request.
I would not feel comfortable... Unless that offer was made or that, you know, we were certain of it, because I think that's what we asked for in the House Appropriations, and we never got a call. So I personally think that we should have somebody monitoring. It's only 2 days. monitoring those committee meetings, because if it comes up, and we just need to know what they're talking about and where they're going.
Well, the way to monitor is we're going to have to be monitoring the House floor sessions then at whatever time they end. And I think, of course, yesterday was all done because of those memorial services, but I think both sides have been ending, you know, sometime shortly before 3. But
is
not a certainty.
Do they still have bills that they're working on? Are they still doing hearings? Because they might be starting their committee work in the morning.
Yeah, and I mean, at 3 is when they usually announce the next day, like, we're going in at 9 or we're going in at 8 or
right.
something, or we're going in this afternoon yet.
But they might be working on it tomorrow morning, I guess.
I'm guessing the Senate, I believe, was done with bills last week already, the Senate Ag Committee. The House Ag Committee had quite a few last week, but the way they had them bunched up, I'm guessing that was a goal to be done with them last week and just be finished with actual hearings. So they probably are complete. It's on the website.
Yeah, I have. Ag work, committee work, 9 a.m. starting tomorrow.
On the House side, they have a hearing scheduled on Thursday and Friday, both days right away, just one, and then it shows committee work starting at 8:30. For the rest of the time.
Well, I would agree it's a high priority to make sure we don't miss anything. We've advocated for a number of changes to improve the program, and staying on top of that in terms of what they're thinking is critical.
And the Senate
critical.
Has no hearings scheduled. So.
Yeah, I don't see any bills on here, Stacy. I see just committee work. But
on the House side, they have one scheduled for 8 o'clock.
On 328?
On 328, they have one scheduled at 7:30, and then committee work at 8:30.
Oh, maybe you're looking at, I'm looking at the calendars that were printed last week, so maybe there's an
update. For tomorrow, they have a bill scheduled at 8, and that's it.
Well, tomorrow is 328.
Yeah, tomorrow is 328. So what was it that you...
7:30 a.m. on 2315, and then 8:30 committee work.
Tomorrow?
On 28th.
Okay. And then on Friday?
It doesn't show anything.
So, anyway, so is that Conrad, then, who should be attending these?
How's your schedule?
I'll be honest, we've got quite a backload of work going on, but, I mean, if this is a priority, I'll go and sit down there and do that.
Well, who?
And we've got interviews set up for on Friday for our weights and measures position, too.
Do you want to figure out who should do it?
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
Okay.
Not sure who, but we'll.
Yeah, figure it out.
Put our heads together and figure out something.
Okay.
Okay.
We all right. We have that intern already.
No kidding. She'd love it.
All right. We are now into the scheduling portion. The first one will be the work session on Aurora Wind.
Do we have dates, Jerry, from Zach?
I have dates that Zach is available.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I asked for yesterday.
Yeah, and I didn't see it till this morning here.
Well, I know that, but we were here for a couple hours this morning before the meeting, and I just think on all these things, if we have some ideas beforehand, it gives us a better chance to evaluate our own schedules.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sorry I didn't see your email. It didn't come till 6 last night.
So what are his dates, Jerry?
Okay, the dates available, April 4, 5, 8, 15, or the 16th through the 19th.
Well, I'll wipe out the entire week of the 15th through the 19th. Does not work for me.
How about the first option, 4?
Thursday the 4th, afternoon?
Wait a minute. So it's 15th through the 19th, you said no, right?
Right. The 4th, the morning?
Jerry's gone on the morning.
Oh. Yeah, afternoon.
What are the other dates?
5th is Friday.
So here's the thing. This is supposedly my 3rd strike, and I'll be off of this pool. But the 4th and 5th are my county's, my time up for jury duty. That's when they schedule jury trials, and I'm up. And so I haven't gotten the letter yet. I expect it'll be there when I get the mail this weekend. But I'm probably going to be on call for jury duty, and I'm guessing a good chance, like the last 2 times, it'll be canceled. But yeah. If we schedule something those days and I do get called, then...
But it won't be canceled if you...
We're just going to have to reschedule then, and I don't know if we want to put the company through that. So,
The 8th was the next day on the list.
8th is great for me.
Could we...
I'm out.
You're out? Okay. Then the next day after that is the 15th.
And those are the weeks that that's... He's oh, that was
your
week.
That was your bad days. I didn't get any further dates than that from Zach, if you want to put it out further.
I think we should try it for one of those dates that that go for the 5th, and if we have to reschedule, we have to.
Yeah, let's go for the 5th, because if it's, I mean, even if you do get called in, you may not be there for more than one day.
Right. So if we're going to do one of those, I would prefer the 5th. And
yeah.
If it can be an afternoon thing, then...
Fine with that.
Perfect.
And now we can still do our legislative meeting. And
so the 5th, do we want to just tee it up at 1 o'clock, or sure. One's good? 1 o'clock, April.
It's April, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, April 5th. Okay, the 2nd.
Jerry, do you call these people or email them? Or?
Well, it's a work session, so we need or Zach.
Just advertise.
Molly's going to want to listen.
Well, whoever you talk to or email directly, I would appreciate if you would point out to them that there is this jury duty issue. And
okay.
So there's that possibility, and just that they know it.
Okay, possibility that it'll move.
Thank you.
Okay, then Jerry, you have the next, the informal, with Otter Tail.
Sure. Randy, you were on the 5th and the 4th on the jury duty thing, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, the next one was Otter Tail. And looking here into the next week, they're good except for the 10th.
So you're talking about the week of the 8th through the 10th, but not the 10th.
Or next week, the 1st.
I'm at that current issues forum, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, so.
Okay.
But
I thought if you wanted to, there's...
We have an informal on the 11th of April. Open.
Let's use it.
Okay. Just use it for that?
That one's open, yeah?
It's still open, according to my calendar, it is.
Yep, I think it is. Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Then.
Boy, it's funny when things fall into place, right?
I'm trying to move quickly so people can't.
For a staff,
think too much.
FYI, when those informals are out there, in my opinion, you can put things on them. Like, we don't have to make a decision, and that's why they're out there. We don't assume that they're canceled unless they're off the calendar.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is time that we've already blocked off. It's easy to use it. We should use it.
Then I think if we just, if we have a conflict with an informal that way.
We should be telling removing it.
Yep.
Otherwise, we assume, you guys should assume that it's a that it's open. Okay.
But so this is on now for April 11th.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, Steve, you've got the next, the work session on cybersecurity.
That one's pretty much open.
What about the 4th in the morning?
Well, that could, I mean, and this is something that we can probably reschedule again if we need to. It's a, it's an internal thing.
Right.
So I don't object to that.
9 or 10.
Do you want to do it later even, like 11? Because would you possibly already be dismissed if you did get called in?
Well, that's in Stanton, so I don't know what time they exactly start in the morning.
Yeah.
But I suppose if it doesn't get postponed beforehand, settled, if I drive up there, I'm probably not going to be back at the very earliest until early afternoon. So.
Okay.
But
well, whatever. Let's just schedule it in the morning. I think it's highly unlikely that you're going to get called.
Yeah.
But I just jinxed you.
I know. I was just.
But morning is preferable to afternoon for your schedule.
It doesn't matter to me. Morning or afternoon is fine.
Well, why don't we do it in the afternoon and then I'd have a fighting chance?
Are we talking about the 4th?
Yeah. You have jury duty too?
I don't. But no, I have to be in Fargo that evening on the 4th.
Oh, well, we can do it in the morning and try.
Let's do 10 a.m.
Okay.
Okay, then, so now you cannot have jury duty here. Rescheduling is just going to be a nightmare the next time.
And no, I'm just going to send a message out and say, I told you so.
Okay, the next is the Burke Wind Project Transmission Line Wind Facility, and that's a scheduled work session related to sound requirements?
No, we did that.
we
did that work session.
We did a sound requirement thing for Aurora way back when, but I don't know where this came from even though.
It was on my notes from last
week. We don't need it for... It's just a Burke Wind work session. It's not just about the sound requirements.
Ah, okay.
So...
This is just the normal overall project work session.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So do we know what Brian's availability is for something like this?
Just for a regular work session.
Right.
No.
Okay.
So if you want to get one, I'll see if you can make it. Otherwise...
Sure. well, I do think we need to get together and talk about some things on this case and where we want to go. So... let's just look for possible dates, and then we can, I do think we'll probably need our attorney there, but what about
be short, but
the afternoon of the 12th?
No.
I mean, next week is pretty booked.
12th doesn't work for me.
Right, are we, do you guys agree next week is kind of, unless...
What about this... I mean, this would be short notice, but any chance of pulling it off this Friday or
no?
No.
Boy, we're almost looking at.
I mean, next week. Well, Tuesday is open, for me.
The 2nd.
Yeah.
Tuesday afternoon.
You have John Weida at 2:00.
We can move that.
We have something with John Weida.
No, I do.
Okay.
Jerry and I do.
Should we go for 2?
It works for me. Does it work for you, Randy?
I have one thing, but it's a movable thing, so I can...
Okay. Let's do 2 o'clock. Or let's say 1:30. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1:30 on Tuesday. And see if that works for Brian.
Okay. If it doesn't, do you want to try another alternative? Or?
If it doesn't, get some dates from him and we'll go from there.
Okay. We'll do.
Okay, then commission meetings.
Try to schedule some commission meetings going forward.
So we're good through May, correct? And then
correct.
We stopped the last time?
Correct.
So the next would be June
12th? Yep.
That one works for me.
Okay.
And then June 26th?
That one works for me.
Yep.
July. Mr. Chairman, may I interrupt you?
Do we need a 3-week stretch at some point?
May I interrupt you with a proposal?
Absolutely.
Okay, so now we're good for the 12th and 26th. As we get into late July and August, on the 24th is going to be the end of NARUC, and that's going to be messed up. On the 31st is the end of SPP for me, not the end of SPP, but that particular meeting. And then on the 14th of August is Mark. So I had thought, I don't know how you guys' feelings are. You know, we've got a 3-week jump from April 11th to May 1st already booked in, and we've sometimes done 3-week jumps in the summer. So what if we went, if we went from the 26th of June, where we left off, did a 3-week jump to the 17th, and we'd get in that week before Nehruk, another 3-week jump to August 7th, and another 3-week jump to August 28th, we would miss some of those meetings that I mentioned. But now I don't know what other meetings you guys have, so.
Those dates are open. Can we get away with a 3-week stretch? Three consecutive times?
I think so.
I'm probably not going to be at Nehruk, just FYI. So I don't know if you guys are, but I'm probably not going to that summer meeting.
They'll be scheduled far enough out that...
I was sort of anticipating it. And I mean, sometimes we have to have a special meeting when we do that, but...
So we're looking at...
My only issue on that first week of August, I tend to use that for family vacations, so...
Okay.
Well, why don't we go through... So we would still be looking at July 17th?
Yeah.
Or I guess the alternative is some of those where those meetings end on Wednesdays, we could have our meeting on Thursday, I guess, or something.
So the first full week, Julie, of August that you want to hold off on? Or what about the first, a Thursday, August 1st, for a commission meeting? Or is that...
Right now I don't have this figured out entirely, but, I mean, if we changed it, we could come back. But I would say we could do the 10th, the 24th of July, and then jump to the 14th of August.
And we get into Nehruk on the course... That's a long time.
The 24th of July is that Nehruk date. Could we do the 25th?
Yep.
So you want to go in 2 weeks?
I don't see a reason to do the 3 weeks unless we have to. So we could do the 10th, the 25th, and then jump 3 weeks and do
the 14th?
Like the 15th or 14th, yeah.
Well, no, that's Mark, and I'm definitely
going to Mark. That's right.
You're I done definitely with want to Mark go to Mark on the 14th? Too. Would the 15th work?
But... Sure. So if we're doing the 25th, then 2 weeks would be the 7th of August. And so that is in between SPP and Mark. So if we're doing the 25th to get around Nehruk, then we're okay. We just do 2 more weeks and go
that's
the
week I'm gone.
Oh, that's the week you're gone. Sorry.
So 7:10, 7:25, and then 8:14 or 8:15.
15. Yeah.
And then we can...
Not coming directly back from Mark.
Okay, well, let's go back to what we were thinking originally.
Well, then those 2 weeks.
The 10th, the 31st. So do a 3-week there, right? The 31st you're at SPP?
Yeah, but I could be back on Thursday. We could do the 1st.
If we waited another till the next meeting, I could have more clarity on those weeks. It might be easier.
Okay. Should we? Okay.
We could jump to September, though. I mean, I think it's just that July, end of July, early August, where I've got some question marks.
Well, we're good through June. We're solid through June. And then are we going to look at the 10th regardless on July? And July 25th, and then we can just look at schedules, and then in 2 weeks?
Go through the 10th, and then I'll figure out from there. I'll settle on those dates.
Yeah, I mean, we're 4 months out if we pick those two, which is really pretty
decent. I would hold on the 25th for now.
Okay.
So we'll go through. So is what I'm hearing then, June 12th, June 26th, and July 10th are the three.
Sure.
Okay. And then last is the... May 28th budget and directors meetings.
I'm going to say Conrad's listed as 6 on mine, but...
Pardon?
Conrad is listed as number 6 on my agenda.
There's another page.
Oh, there are. There is. There are. There is.
Oh, it's too late now, Pat.
No, it's the limit, Pat, because we're the director. So.
All right, commissioners, it is time to schedule our annual rail safety stakeholder meeting. Working with Commissioner Fedorchuk on this, we talked about making sure we push this until after session, given that last time we held it during session, we didn't get a lot of attendance. A lot of people are being pushed in different directions, and so our meeting that I think is vital, you know, is important to make sure we can get as many people there representing stakeholders in the community, along with the railroads, as possible. And so I reached out to two Class 1 railroads for seeing what they have available in May, and it was tough to narrow down. We came up with two potential dates that would work for them. May 29th in the afternoon, which is a day that we coincidentally have a commission meeting at an informal scheduled in the afternoon on May 29th. And then May 31st in the morning are the two options that I was able to narrow down between the two. So they must have a lot of stuff going on in the month of May.
Tell me again the dates that you narrowed it down to.
May 29th.
And?
And May 31st.
Isn't that Memorial Day?
No, Memorial Day is the 27th, I believe, this year. It's the week
right after it.
It's the week after Memorial Day.
Well, we have a commission meeting that day. But maybe we could do it at the informal time.
Well, then typically our meeting has only been held. Usually we've blocked off about 2 to 3 hours for the meeting.
Yeah.
It's not an all-day event.
Right.
I say the 29th, and if we wind up needing an informal to be scheduled, we can cross that bridge later, but we're not that far out.
Well,
that's my prep, because the 31st doesn't work for me, but the
29th. Let's do the 29th.
Okay, we'll take that slot for the informal on the 29th then for the meeting, and I'll initially schedule it for, what are we thinking, probably two hours. So, okay.
Okay.
And then, is that going to be tough for producer groups? I mean, it feels kind of late to me, but maybe it's better. Maybe that, you know, there's planting is a lot of it is done by then.
It should really be wrapped up by then, or, I mean, we're talking. That's really
usually late. The corn going don't in then, come but. Then. It's their reps.
It's someone from a producer group.
But they are often farmers too, so.
Boy, you'd want everything in the ground by the 29th, ideally.
Well, we don't have a lot of options because they didn't give us meat.
You know, if we wind up with a really late spring, and who knows, sometimes it looks like it's going to be a late spring, and then all of a sudden things turn.
Well, we'll do our best. We can't really have it in April because of the session, so okay.
That okay, works. So May 29th.
May 29th, yep, for 2 hours, beginning at that 1 o'clock. 1:30.
Perfect. Okay, and then next personnel meeting, Steve?
Sometime soon, if possible.
Before May 29th?
Yes, please.
Maybe after.
Yeah. This afternoon? Oh, no.
We have the informal till what?
These 3.
Yeah, and I have some car issues after that.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning?
What about after this, the workshop tomorrow at
4 o'clock?
Okay.
The morning?
Friday, the 29th.
Is tomorrow morning available?
Thursday morning.
Tomorrow morning? Yeah, tomorrow morning is good.
Okay. Anytime for me.
How about 9 o'clock?
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Now, Jill, Pat, you're going to have to wait. We may run out of steam here, but Jill?
Okay, so did you want to reschedule either the budget meeting on May 28th or the director's meeting or both, or just leave them as is?
What's our conflict? Or what? Are we,
I am gone. I am gone that week. I get back the 30th.
And what about the week before?
I leave the 22nd, so I'm gone Wednesday to Wednesday.
Okay.
But yes, we could do.
And
20th what about and the 21st.
I'm intending to be gone those 2 days.
Yeah, but aren't we in Grand Forks?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've not always had budget meeting. That's a relatively new phenomenon. Can you just send out what you've been sending out and we just contact you with our concerns and
yep. work, and I mean, you work could through still, the executive you could secretary? Still wanted because we didn't schedule a meeting in April just because of session. So we are taking a 2-month break. So, yeah. I mean, if you guys still.
Well, I think we're going to need to get
together. We're going to need. Yeah, because we're going to. Absolutely. I don't think we could.
So why don't we schedule one in April? End of biennium stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be tough to avoid since we're getting to the.
Yeah.
But it could be something that we schedule at our next meeting, you know, and say, okay, what's. So we have a better picture of what's going on and when
we. The afternoon of the. What do we have on the 15th? That's our regular commission meeting, right?
You're talking about May?
Yeah, May 5th. What about the afternoon of May 15th?
So if you did
that, we should get together in April.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you did May 15th, I probably wouldn't have April numbers for you, but I would have March.
We have some conflict because we didn't even schedule an informal that afternoon. I don't know what it was, but somebody had something.
We have 2 weeks in April that are wiped out. That would be the 8th through the 12th and the 15th through the 19th. There's a conflict of some sort with those 2 weeks, so it would either have to be next week. Or then we're looking at week of the 22nd.
Well, we do have the 11th and the 12th. So we have a commission meeting on the 11th.
No, the 12th doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have new budget reports for you, but yeah. Do you want to do, isn't the legislature gone by like May 1st?
Should be.
Good chance.
I mean, we could do, I'm open, you know, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
I'm just thinking, well, that's fine. We've got some issues. I think we should be talking about at the end of April, but
mm-hmm.
we're going to be.
I think we probably are going to want to have something here in the next 2 or 3 weeks after we get some feedback. And if we haven't gotten still any feedback on our budget or some of the other things, if they're developing into big budget concerns, we can just cancel it. But. So the 15th or the 19th doesn't work.
What about the week of the 22nd?
I think that's when we normally would have scheduled it, except we kept that open because that was basically crunch time downstairs. So we can certainly schedule something, and if we need to cancel it, we can.
Could turn out to be timely, too, because it is crunch time, and we've got some dynamics to contend with.
Why don't we schedule one in there and like?
What's the date?
Afternoon of the 22nd or something. We'll see.
Once. Yeah, afternoon of the 22nd or sometime on the 23rd. 24th. Well, we've got an LEC meeting. What that? How about afternoon of the 25th?
Didn't we schedule something for that? Yep, that works.
We might have, but I don't.
No, we're good. I think that's.
LEC's wrapped up at noon.
And we're doing both?
Probably just budget
as well. Yeah, I would agree with that.
On the 25th or 24th?
5th.
25th afternoon. Let's go with 1:30 to get through the.
Okay. Do you want like a 90?
Or do you want a little more buffer on the.
That's all a guess right now.
Do you want, like, 90 minutes scheduled?
I think
an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then I think we can still have our director's meeting on the May 28th, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to, so do you want to cancel the budget meeting that day or just hold it? And, like I said, I can send out the reports and brief.
Let's, Steve, let's you hold can it still just talk in them. Case.
Okay.
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 If there's nothing to discuss, we won't have it, but we'll hold the date.
All right. Okay. Then the last is Pat.
Yes. We have three citing cases that will probably be on doing the notice of hearing April 11th at the next commission meeting. And so I was wondering if you wanted to take a shot at picking any days, or do you want me to reach out to the everybody else first?
I think it's better to reach out to
the
others.
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, we're going to pick a date that in all likelihood won't work for someone.
Yeah, if we pick dates, if the commissioners were to pick dates, I would want to get several, but I can reach out to the others first.
I think it's easier when because they have whole weeks where they have hearings and, you know, just come back with some dates from them, okay. And then we can go from there.
All right.
But if you want to provide them before our actual meeting and we can look and...
It's so nice when we get some of these proposals before, and then our scheduling can go much more quickly when...
Well, I have to be honest, I probably won't look at them until I'm sitting down here, but I might. So it doesn't hurt to have them.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I have two items. Number one, to confirm the 26th for Bill Dodd's retirement party.
The 26th?
26th. That was the one.
That's the one he was hoping for.
And he was good with that, so.
Did one of you have a conflict with the 26th?
No, it was the...
I had a conflict with the 30th of the SPP.
Yep.
Okay, so the 26th, I think, is
correct.
Good.
And then, Joe, we had a question on the gas safety conference.
Yes, that is next week, correct, Pat? The pipeline safety conference?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Just wanted to know if that needed to be noticed, if more than one of you was attending that.
The Lignite Energy Council? Or which conference?
Gas pipeline. Operator training for gas pipeline.
I am not.
I will be there to say a few words to kick it off. But
is that one in Minot?
No, it's here.
Which days is it?
April. Oh, it's a Tuesday and Wednesday. I think that's the second
and third. Well, why don't you notice it? I might stop over there.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking it was in Minot, so.
Nope, just it's right here, so even to poke our heads in. I guess
the third, we know you don't really need to notice that one because we're going to be in Watford City, right?
Right.
Yeah.
True.
So, but better notice the second.
Okay. All right. I think we are concluded. We are adjourned.
Awesome. Thank you.